Whip. Three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 49. You can find us on Twitter at normally_norm. You can email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com or just go to our website, normallynormal.com.
So many things you can do with your computer and or phone.
Yeah, there's so many places to go, so many ways to find us. Thanks for listening out there. It's pretty exciting that we're on episode 49. I am one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. And we are down a host again.
Yet again.
So in the place of Brian is a monkey.
You can follow him on Twitter at chimp, give me bananas.
Anytime you want to tweet him, he has the absolute longest Twitter handle.
Yeah, you don't have many characters left when you're trying to tweet at him.
Yeah, it takes up all the characters. So again, what was that, Josh?
At chimp, give me bananas. And real quick, I was just checking our email for Normally Normal to see if anyone wrote in. No one did, so nothing to respond to this week.
Oh, man. You made Chimp Chimp Bananas sad. And our third host, as always.
Yeah, I'm third. After the monkey.
Let's go in order here. Well, who do we have? We have, it looks like, Leo. And then we have
Monkey. Monkey substitute.
And then, of course, our third host, in that order,
Josh Patton. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh. So plenty of room to tweet at me. So anything you were trying to say to at chimp, give me bananas and ran out of room, just send me the continuation of that.
I know. Yeah. Okay, I know chimp. I sit next to him's rough too.
Oh, man. chimp, give me the business.
chimp, give me the business. Well, here we are. Josh, how are you today?
Oh, according to my doctor, I am.
Hold on. Update.
So last week I went to the doctor right before we recorded the podcast because I hadn't been in many years. Got the old blood work part of the physical, and they said it'd take about a week to get the test results. So I called them this morning to see.
Gentlemen, it's been a week.
It has been a week. So call this morning, see how much left I got on this old rock.
No, man.
Before I move on. but everything came back clear and free, so I'm fine. Yeah, so no diseases of any kind. Although part of me was like kind of hoping for a little bit of drama, like, oh man, something's crazy going on, but nothing.
No, that would be awful.
Yeah, I know. I just said part of me.
Yeah, what an awful part of you.
Yeah, I got awful parts.
There, but, nice.
But yes, everything's fine. So I'm healthy. Just a little bit low on vitamin D, which I guess apparently somehow everyone in LA always is when you go to doctors. I think it's just a vitamin D racket.
Yeah.
They work for the big vitamin D supplement company.
Now, yeah, you go out there and now all you want, you're like, oh man, I gotta go buy that vitamin D.
Oh man, I live in California. There's so much sun, but yeah, I'm low on vitamin D. You gotta go get some more vitamin D.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Yeah, they said it's like with everyone. Brian even said, they said he was low.
Yeah.
The nurses said that they were low. I was like, okay, what's going on? Maybe the sun in California just like doesn't give us the D.
All the smog just covers.
Yeah,
stops.
The smog blocks out the D.
Oh man, get out of here, smog!
Yeah, we're trying to get that D.
Yeah, sometimes we're just trying to get that D.
D. What?
Oh man,
he's just learned a word. I guess a letter actually.
Oh my god, Chimp Bananas is learning as well. This is great. So glad that we're developing.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. You know what, Brian? You missed the third week. Chimp, new permanent host.
Yep, new permanent host. So only if Chimp is not here, Brian can be honest, it's his substitute.
So this is fantastic. So what else is going on, Josh? It's been a fun week for me.
You?
I haven't really done anything.
Oh, okay.
No, it was a fun week. We finally signed up for a gym, so that's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. I went to a good old Gold's Gym yesterday because we each have a 6-month free membership. So go check that out. And they were super unexcited to sign us up.
Yeah, because we did a fundraiser. I think we kind of talked about this a little bit before on the podcast. We did a fundraiser back in November. Mm-hmm. Josh actually entered the raffle and won one of those because that was probably one of our bigger prizes because 6 months is like it was like a $400 value.
I'm pretty good at winning raffles.
You know what? Fuck off. You are. That's a good point. And then, so you know what? I'm never going to buy a raffle ticket again. I'll just give you the money. You buy a raffle ticket. Then again, it's still me buying the raffle ticket. Whatever. Maybe, buy stuff, give it to me.
Okay.
It's basically what I'm saying. Miami. Oh my God. There it is. His first word. But the second one was actually, there was two of them that we were given from a friend of mine that I reached out to. Her name was Kendall Morris. And first off, she's insane into like the CrossFit stuff. So like every time I see her, I'm like, okay, cool. Motivation. But her husband is a like manager, like a general manager or something at Gold's Gym.
Whoa.
And all I asked for was just whatever they could do. And he was like, hey, how about 2 free 6 months, which is insane.
Yeah. So we had those as prizes that we raffled off for this fundraiser.
Yeah. And the fundraiser went really well.
For the Los Angeles Children's Hospital, which I just recently heard, I didn't know this, they don't bill their patients. Like the parents and stuff of these kids don't receive bills for any of the treatment. All of that is paid for by donations and fundraisers and stuff like that.
Holy
smokes. So, like, you know, we went inside there once for the Extra Life meetup, and we saw all those names, like all the celebrities who donate tons of money and stuff like that. Apparently, all of that is what just covers all the costs of the medical bills. Like, parents who bring their kids to LA or, you know, children's hospitals don't pay.
Okay.
That is what I heard.
Probably why when I walked in there looking for an ER once, they're like, no, go down the street. Because it's like,
donation's not for you.
Yeah, cool. Okay, cool. So that makes sense. That's awesome. That we'll probably do it again next year. Extra Life is coming up in November. It's basically where Josh and I play video games for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this time we'll have a little nicer way to set it up, and maybe VR this time. Who knows? Yeah. But, you know, that's down the line. But anyway, the
VR for 24 hours.
Another guy bought a ticket and won the raffle from the other side of the place that we were having at, like, some bowling alley that we always go to, Jewel City. Shout out to Jewel City Bowl in Glendale. So they were letting us have it there, and he won, and I tried to contact him because I didn't have the official one on me.
Yeah.
I had him on the way, probably like a week away. And when they arrived, I called him and 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 texted him in any way that I could get a hold of him. And then he finally responded once and said, hey, I'm moving. My sister can have it. And then I was like, okay, well, it's her number. Like, trying to get in hold of that, and then never heard from him again. So the only reason we're signing up now is because we've waited almost a year.
Until it was about to expire.
Yeah, so I'm taking the other one, unfortunately. But, so we signed up. They were not happy because you don't get referrals or anything, commission, stuff like that.
Yeah, so we didn't get all the bells and whistles when we signed up. Like, we didn't get a tour. We didn't get an explanation of anything. We're just like, okay, cool. Your members, all right, bye.
I was bye.
Like, all right. So we just walked around a little bit, just kind of looked at the layout of the gym last night, kind of see what machines and weights and all that kind of stuff they had, and started to get our pump on.
Yeah, so kind of just walked around, kind of need to start mulling over in my mind, you know, if I'm going to be there three, four days a week would be nice. Then I need to kind of figure out, you know, you have the plan, because the Hollywood is one is we're going to go to the most, and that was just slammed packed. Yeah, so that was exciting. We walked around the place. It has a lot more than I thought it would. It had a spin room, which I've always wanted to do a spin class, even though I'd probably die.
Yeah. So it's just like a bike machine, right?
It's a bike machine, but it's like 45 minutes, and it's you saw how fast they were going in there, and then they go slow. Like, it's the whole process of basically what P90X is like muscle confusion.
Yeah,
you're going, stop, slow, go. So like, that's what it was, all that music playing, and it's supposed to be like a crazy good time, and it's one of the best like workouts you can get.
Hmm.
So if it's one of those classes that I could sign up for, like an introductory one or like a beginner level one, that'd be rad.
Yeah.
I normally, when I have worked out in gyms and previously and stuff like that in college and then in Virginia and stuff, I never really liked classes aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, for me, I kind of know what I want to do with my body and know what I want to work on.
Yeah. I would like to have like a one-on-one, like personal trainer.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. That would be nice. Even just like one of the, because we'll walk in there and maybe talk to the trainer booth, but I think they'll probably offer one free one where they kind of just, you can go for the basics and be, okay, what do you want to do? Here's what you should be working on. Because when we go in there, I'm probably just going to do stuff like that I want to do. Like,
I'm going to take the trainer around. I'm like, follow me. I'm going to walk
follow
through.
Me, follow me, trainer.
Follow through the gym until I find like the guy who has like the closest like body to what I'm going for. Like, made me look like that dude.
Yep. Oh my God. The guy's like,
he's like, oh, let me take you to our plastic surgeon booth.
Yeah, right this way. So we were walking around for a little bit. I lost Josh for a moment, and then I saw him. I heard like some hoo hoo wee, and I was like, coming from the men's room. So I walked in. I was like, Josh, get out of here. And he was like, I guess he's wandering around in there.
You know, snapping towels on people. Yeah. Just having a good time.
in normal street clothes when everyone else looks probably like super tired after working out. We also talked about our, well, at least my gym etiquette. I don't like taking showers in a gym.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't like taking showers. I don't like changing in there. It's nothing like body-wise. It's more just other people's body-wise.
like what have they been doing in here?
Yeah, I just don't need to see. Yeah, the showers can be gross, but also I don't really want to see a bunch of naked dudes. So I normally will walk in with what I'm going to work out in and walk out with what I'm going to work out in. So I'm excited about that. So that was cool to finally get that done. Just kind of going to start getting crazy with that pretty soon. What else is going on, Josh?
Right now I'm just currently trying to scroll to the top of this big-ass conversation I had with our favorite and only landlord, Crazy James.
I guess something while you're looking at that, something that kind of had happened in the news, and I'm just going to talk about it because Brian had briefly mentioned it, that might have been his topic, but also it can be my topic, but with a twist. So I guess the big thing that everybody's talking about, which is crazy that this is what people are talking about in the world, in the world that we live in. Brad and Angelina Jolie have filed for divorce. I am going to spin it on its topic.
Oh, yeah.
And talk about basically like conspiracy theories.
Okay.
So there is a, you know me, Josh. I love a good conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. I'm into that. You know, show me, give me some alien ones. I'll read your article.
Oh, yeah.
Give me, you know, some celebrity ones. I'm into that. I'll read it. Political ones, of course. So there's a theory going around, and there was a great YouTube video, and I was trying to find it before this because I know I've watched it before, but I could not find it, that basically whenever there's like a political scandal or the government wants your attention elsewhere, they'll bring up like celebrity gossip. And the YouTube video basically talked, it went all the way from Britney Spears shaving her head and kind of going like off the rails, was at the same time when we were starting to invade Iraq
again. Oh, wow. So like something big politically could be happening right now, but they're trying to distract us.
But they're trying to, yeah, like basically, and to me, it's like, that's a conspiracy theory. That's a big conspiracy theory, but it's in the video, they actually like show correlation of like, what was happening. And then there was, I think, another one.
Was the theory saying that the celebrities were in on it? Like Brad and Angelina were agreeing to like have this like big divorce news?
So I think that was never really touched on. Oh, okay. But it was more they'll like, you know, with Britney Spears and stuff, they'll push her along or somebody will, you know,
give her weird meds, make her go crazy.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying, is that that's kind of the conspiracy, is that the government will plan this, so they and do did whatever
to, like,
it takes.
Sabotage their marriage, like plant evidence so they think one's cheating or something like that, or so that they have a divorce.
For sure. And that's super crazy to think about, because I'm just like, man, like conspiracy theories are fun to think about, but if they're true, they're awful. But the sense of, in another one, I forget what was going on. I think it was just some dumb celebrity drama that everyone was talking about back in 08 when, like 08, 09, when Obama was just had some like scandals that he wanted to like push under the rug.
Yeah.
That, you know, that, and it's crazy to me to think of is like, yeah, what if like something huge could be going on right now? Like, I think it was actually in 09 or 10 when Obama was like being criticized heavily for like drone strikes. The bigger news was so and so cheated on so and so. And that's like all anyone wants to talk about. Cause even right now, there's a lot of stuff going on with cops killing people.
Oh, yeah.
And think about it, because that's scary to think about in a conspiracy wise, because right now I'm like already looking for red dots on me. But think about the fact how the crazy it was that the buildup to like everyone's talking about it. And then that poor guy in Tulsa got killed by his car doing absolutely nothing. And people, literally everyone was talking about that.
Yeah.
And then one day yesterday, I think. Yeah, yesterday I'm driving in my car, and the only thing that was, because days before that people were talking about this, and we have to make change, and we have to. But then now, like the next day on the radio, it's Brad and Angelina's divorce.
Yeah.
And that's the big news. Mm-hmm. And not even once was there a mention of this gentleman.
Yep.
I mean, there's like hashtags on Twitter and stuff like that. But like even then, the bigger hashtag, the trending one, was like Brangelina.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, that's weird. And that's why I was trying to, because I was telling you, I was like, I'm coming. I'm just trying to find this video. Because if I find it, you know what? If I find it, we'll put it in
the description of this episode.
Yeah, we'll put it in the description of this episode so you guys can watch it too. But it's super interesting. It's like 5 minutes. The guy has like a whiteboard. It's one of those like science videos where he's going mm-hmm. through and, you know, he's like, so this was happening in the government. Did you know about it? No, because you were paying attention to this. So I don't know. I don't know necessarily if I believe it, but I do believe that people are pay attention to the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
And that's, we could easily be swayed as a public.
Yeah. I don't know how accurate it is for, you know, the government to be behind whatever the celebrity gossip is, but I definitely would believe more that they have influence on the media and like just only tell them to talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
And to distract it. But yeah, it's interesting. It's very interesting. And I don't really care about celebrity gossip, so like I don't even feel like weighing in on my opinion about anything. The only thing that, you know, if two people get divorced, it's sad. You know, the marriage is over. That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know either of them. And the only thing that kind of like annoys me are like all the posts that people are like doing about how like now like Jennifer Aniston like has her justice and all this kind of stuff.
It's not justice for anyone. Yeah,
like, yeah, like,
for
like she's winning now.
They have like 6 kids together. That's not justice for those kids.
Yeah. And it's just like, it also was like, it's still like, yeah, people are like pro like this woman, but it's still not, either way, it's still not a great perspective to have about women, because that makes it seem like the only way you can win or lose is dependent on your connection to a man.
Yeah.
So the fact that like, oh, now this other woman who was connected to my former man is no longer connected to him, so now I have importance. Like, it's only based on what your relationship is to a dude, and still not giving women the actual like.
Yeah, it's not thing. Winning for anyone, and that's, I totally agree with that. Where it's like, no, each person is their own actual person.
Yeah,
like man, woman, whatever it might be. It's like they need to have that importance.
Yeah, it's just saying that a woman's importance is still based on a dude, and like,
I hate
like
every second of that.
It's awful.
That is not true. Women out there, I love you.
yeah, so that's been my thing. Like people, like, I don't think that's what they're consciously like thinking. Like when they're like, you know, maybe they're just always like Team Jen or whatever. But it's like, still, you're saying the only way that she's a winner right now is because her ex is getting a divorce, and that is what makes her.
And again, and this is that's what people are talking about.
Yeah,
they're not talking about the awful, you know, riots that are happening right now because mm-hmm. of the people that in. Are being just completely gunned down for no reason. And a lot of people, you know, their other side of that is, well, you know, you weren't there. Like, what if it's like, no, dude, like the guy in the helicopter called him a bad dude from like 500. Somebody had a tweet about it, like from 500 feet in the air. You could see, maybe this guy looks like a bad dude.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, get the hell out of here. And then, even from the helicopter, like, all right, cool, they're going to tase him. And then says shots fired. It's like, what is your training?
Yeah.
What is your training? And Chicago is now implementing, like, mandatory de-escalation things. But it's like, why now? Like, why are we doing this now? And that's the only reason I know that is because I looked, you know, something up about Chicago and that popped up. But it's like, no, it was still, like, Brangelina in the news.
Mm-hmm.
So it's scary, man. It's one of those things where the conspiracy theory for me is less of it's true, but more just to get you thinking and of, you know, more importantly, just think of like what the really important things are. And the really important things are what you can do to help, you know, people that are being abused completely in our world right now and that feel like second-class citizens when they're not. Like, help them. Don't think about helping Jennifer Aniston feel better about herself because she doesn't need to. She is not part of this. This is between two other human beings and the 6 kids that will ask where dad is.
Yeah.
Or where mom is.
Yeah, depending on what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That was just what I wanted to bring up just because I wanted to talk about it, but not talk about it in the same way. Because I wanted to basically just think that was super interesting, and I killing myself because I can't think of that YouTube video, but I'll find it. We also had a listener. We had a listener.
We have a listener.
I'll have to. You know what? I'm going to go grab my phone real quick.
Okay. While you do that, I'll grab another beer, and we'll just chop this little chunk of silence out, unless you just stopped recording right now.
No, I didn't stop.
Okay. Do 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 do. And we're back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. So we were talking about how I needed to make a correction from last week.
Okay.
Remember when I was telling the story about the time I tried to offer pizza?
Yes.
To the gentleman in the pursuit?
Yes.
Well, we had a listener, one Megan King.
Oh, nice.
Give me a correction on what that place is called. It's called Joe's New York Pizza in Glendale.
Oh, okay.
So,
did you call it?
I think just, I couldn't think of the name.
Oh.
So, but yeah, we had a, she felt the need, and I thank her for that, one of our awesome listeners.
I am thankful for any listener who communicates with us in any way.
Good point. So yeah, go to Joe's New York Pizza.
Speaking of communications from people, although this is definitely not a listener, but I wish he was, our crazy landlord, James.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if we may say, update on Crazy James Corner.
Mr. Crazy James Corner.
Oh, you.
So for our new listeners, thank you, Champ. For our new listeners.
I'm glad you're also excited.
Who have not heard this segment, Crazy James is our landlord, who's a crazy man. And he says a bunch of crazy things, but we love him. And in the past few months, he started texting us, and those have been the source of many, many laughs. So we like to read some samples from some of our conversations that we have with him. And I had a pretty good one the other day that I was lolling IRL.
And again, for let it be known, for people maybe who have not listened to this coming to us for the first time, we call it Crazy James Corner, but we love the man. So
yeah, we are big
fans. He's crazy in the best way. People call me weird or stupid or whatever it might be.
I'm not going to read this whole part of the conversation. We had a big, serious conversation about, because one of our downstairs neighbors sent like a noise complaint to us about us to the management of this building. Yeah, and
not an eviction notice. That was definitely not the case. It was more just a really dumb, like, hey, follow the rules.
Mm-hmm. So it was this whole big thing.
Okay,
so
bye.
Yeah. So he and I had a very long, like, back and forth about that. You know, just like a serious conversation about how, like, you know, yeah, we were loud that one night, but all of our other complaints are not valid because we're just living normal lives. We don't have stuff loud, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so after through this whole conversation, he's just having normal responses and then just follows up with, anyways, hope you find a new GF before Xmas. So that was the end of that conversation. Then later...
Because again, previously, in a previous one...
when I had finally broke the news to him that I was no longer...
He hopes you find someone by Christmas.
Yeah, with my girlfriend... who he was a big fan of, so I finally told him. He freaked out, and that was another episode where I read that whole conversation. So then, I guess he was referring to a conversation that Leo had with him in person. Leo showed James his tattoo, which is the four stars of the Chicago flag, and that Brian also has that tattoo. And then I guess Leo had made some joke to him that he was going to get a tattoo of James's face on his back.
Yep.
So then. James will often...
Which, yeah, go ahead. I'll let you go.
Yeah, this is what happens. So if one of us has a conversation in person with James, James will then continue the conversation to the other one of us via text as if we know what was being said. Like, I can't believe Leo said this. I'm like, did he? I don't know.
I wasn't there randomly in the garage.
Yeah. So then he texts me out of nowhere. I don't believe Leo when he told me he got a picture of me tattooed on his back. I also told him you'd have to get 3-star tattoo and not a 4-star. 3 stars, more genuine and real, is what I'm saying, LOL. Can't believe Brian's got the 4-star tattoo, .. So I was like, I'll probably get an 8-star tattoo. He's like, 4 stars for Fantastic Four? Who's number 4? Not Haley.
God, James. And I feel like if he doesn't... Not that necessarily he doesn't care if he crosses a line. I don't think he has a line.
Yeah, I don't think he realizes what lines are. Yeah. I don't think he really, like, he's not trying to be offensive. So, you know, Haley was the name of the girlfriend that I mentioned. So, you know, she's not number 4. And I told him, I said, you are. He says, make them stars gold in that case. You got to find another white guy for your Fantastic Four. You and the new guy get gold stars. VIP. That's the idea. Just do it. 4 stars it is. I just want a tattoo of a cross someday. Me and GF will get same tattoo. He has a wife. I'm assuming GF is that person. That's the idea.
No, my guess is girlfriend.
Yeah. I ain't kidding. Bye, Josh. Keep on doing auditions on your spare time. And I had not... that was one massive text.
Yeah.
I had not responded yet.
I'm looking at
it. And then he decides, I don't know, speaking of lines and not knowing when he's offended, Brian's acting looks fake. I'm telling you, he'd be a great businessman, not a great actor.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. Yeah, we have to.
Brian was here for this reaction. Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
So James, his only time he'd ever seen Brian act was when Brian said literally one word of dialogue when we shot a quick scene in our garage. Mm-hmm. And so that is what he is basing his opinion of Brian's acting on.
God, I would just love to be the fly on the wall when you get, or just there when you guys were shooting and James just watching from the background.
So I respond, Brian has too many tattoos to be a businessman unless he's selling tattoos. He says, still a good businessman. It's not about tattoos. And that was into that conversation.
His acting looks fake. Yeah. Brian's like one of the better actors that I've actually seen.
Let's scroll through. Then we had a conversation about our water. So our water was turned off the other day because I guess two pipes burst in our garage. And so yesterday it was supposed to be off. And
yeah, they just like burst. Yeah, just burst.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy theory. Government.
So I'd asked him about when it would be on and stuff like that. And so I told him, he said, yeah, I took a shower in the middle of the night, but there was no hot water. His response, you shower too much. I shower every 3 days. That's 72 hours.
3 days.
And so I responded, I shower every 3 hours. And then this is all one text. Yeah, I would preface that because like, there's no time for him to respond. Like, this is not three separate little mini texts. This is one text where he asks questions and immediately tells me what his thoughts are. So one question, one text.
So excited for this.
And Leo, once a day, I don't care. So asking a question, but also telling me he doesn't care what the answer is. Like, what? How much Leo shot? I don't care. Like, I have no time to answer. So I said Leo was once a year. He says, and then, you know, random thought for James. Who is the guy in Lincoln car commercial? That one guy in all Lincoln car commercials. Is he on any TV show? Then I want to see the show. Tell me! And then he says, no, Leo is not robot. I told him, that's Matthew McConaughey. He's a movie actor. He's won an Oscar. OMG, an Oscar? I did not know. What movie is he in? I will have to see the movie. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets on a TV show.
Yeah, that's his next route.
Yep. I was like, Brian has also won an Oscar for best actor. Leo won the Oscar for best shower. And he says, you know so much. I had no idea about my previous thing. And then he says, LOL, you clown.
You clown.
Wow, Brian is a very smart guy. I always knew. There is Emmy Awards show on TV tonight. And Rams, Seahawks game. 49ers beat them bad last week. Seahawks will beat them too, I'm sure. And I asked him, will the Seahawks win an Emmy? Emmy is not for sports, you idiot.
How much is Leo shower? I don't care.
I think Seahawks better than 49ers. Seahawks definitely make it to quarterfinals. I know. You now... So this is referring to a conversation he had with Leo that I was unaware of. Changing subjects yet again. So Leo and I bought some t-shirts from a burger place across from our restaurant.
Yeah, Island shirt, baby. Shout out to the Island crew.
So I guess James had seen Leo in his shirt and thought that Leo and I work at this place now. So he says, you now work at Burger Joint? And Leo, too? Work hard, make extra money. I've never seen Island Burger before. Probably far away in a rich people neighborhood. I forgot where Brian works. He told me a long time ago. Anyways, good day to get a tan.
Should I get James an Island shirt?
Oh, yeah. I said, Islands is in Burbank. We don't work there. We just bought their t-shirts so we could try to get an employee discount. It didn't work. Sad face. Burger emoji. LOL. Discount. Just go with McDonald's and Tommy's Burgers. It's cheaper and delicious. Make it at home and it's better than McDonald's Burgers. Now back to McConaughey. McConaughey, I gotta see the movie where he stars in it. Oscars winner. No wonder he's in a car commercial. As if that's like the upward path. That guy is a good looking guy. Those movies must be old. I first saw McConaughey in a commercial about 7 months ago, and I wondered, who is this guy? To be in a Lincoln car commercial.
Nice day to get a tan.
Yeah. I said, he's been in a lot of movies. Look him up on IMDb. Okay, thanks. Cool. And then he told me about an apartment that might be opening up, and that nothing is funny there. Talk about the people that he wants to
By the way, Josh is scrolling through this, and the Emmys were, what, Sunday?
Yeah.
So all of this has been conversation since then. These two love to chat. He never texts me anymore.
He actually says that. This is a random interjection throughout all this conversation about the building. He says, why are Leo so quiet these days?
I'm not. I'm like one of the louder people.
He says, I hope Rams game is on free channel tonight. He's telling me about how the water repair is going to be up. He tells me to hurry up and shower because the water is going to be off.
Oh, I did get that one. That was Monday. Yeah.
And then Tuesday. And then later, the next day, he texts me, "Have you seen show Game of Thrones? It's not a movie, is it? Is it only on Netflix or Hulu or HBO? The show got Emmy Award the other day. Never seen the show." I said, "It's one of my favorite shows. It's only on HBO. You can get the first few seasons on DVD, though." "Wow, you are a source for Hollywood info." "I will not have HBO, so I'll get DVD around Xmas. Probably available on Blu-ray. Everybody got a Blu-ray player nowadays." And that's it.
Nice day to get a tan.
Oh, God.
He is
the best.
So unique, because one of those things where I think he might hate me a little bit, because he'll like laugh and like have a great time in the garage when I'm getting out of my car or I'm going in my car. But then also try to kill me when I'm jumping my car. We have a indoor garage, and he was watering the lawn on the given day that you're allowed to do that. But not really. People around this neighborhood will wash their cars at night to not get caught by the police because of the drought.
Mm-hmm.
But he was watering, and I was like, "Hey, James, I'm going to jump my car. Just try not to spray it in here because kind of don't want to die with the water and the jumping of a massive battery." And next thing you know, Josh comes down, helped me jump my car. And right when we're about ready to jump, he is right there, like, spraying in front of our car. Because it's indoor garage, but it's still got the gates on it.
Yeah, big, like, gated, like, openings so that where he is standing spraying the bushes, is water is just coming in and landing on the engines of the car.
And I'm just like, "My God, James is going to kill us." So I think he might want
to
kill us. But
what
also,
a way to go.
Killed by James with two exploding cars.
But kills his two favorite tenants.
Oh, my God. But I don't know if we are, because like, I don't know if I am, at least. I think you are, for sure. But I should just ask him straight out, because sometimes I'll laugh, and then he'll like say things like in previous James Corners and in that one where he was just like, "How about Leo? I don't care." He's like, "You know what? I don't even care about Leo." And a couple of times, like, "Oh." But then he'll also say that to you where he's like, "Nah, Josh get 3 stars.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yes, it's like whoever he's talking to, like, he'll like talk some shit about the other.
That is so
like
true.
He loves Brian. Like, he's always impressed with whatever Brian does, and then just hit me up with like, "His acting looks fake." Oh, God,
it is awesome. It's one of those things where it's whenever I see a text from James, it probably is just, "Hey, water on in 3."
Yeah.
Yeah, or
that conversation when I was like told him that you were like went home to Virginia before we were going to go to Chicago, and how he was saying that you were going to try to find a wife, but you weren't going to be able to, and all this kind of stuff. I was like, "What?"
Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, you're right. I have been unsuccessful for 32 years, and I've been trying for all 32 of them.
Oh, yeah. When
you to were find a wife.
Two, trying to get married.
Yeah. When I was two, my mom was trying to hook me up with this one of her friends, and I was like, Mom. Come
mommy.
On. Mommy, she's 24, mommy. No, if I was 2, my mom would have been 35. I think she had me when she was 33. Yep, she was 33 when she had me. Sorry, Mom, I'm aging you.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Mom. Don't worry, my mom doesn't listen to
this. My mom was 25? Yeah.
25 when she had you?
Yeah.
Yep. My dad was 31. So a year ago in my life.
Yeah.
It was already, because I was the second kid, so there was already.
Think you'll ever be married and or have kids?
That'd be nice, but the way my life is headed now, probably not. But no, eventually. I wouldn't say I'm like ready now for a kid, but I'm ready to, you know, meet somebody, chill, and see where things go.
Netflix and chill, marry and chill.
Marry and chill. Netflix and chill, marry and chill. Netflix and chill, Hulu and hang.
Yeah. I do and chill.
Yeah, what's up? I do, and then let's chill.
Yeah.
But no, I think I could be, but at the same time, if I'm just with somebody and we don't have to put a label on it, I'm fine with that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, not putting a label on we're husband and wife, but like if we're just together for a really long time and we have kids, I'm okay with that too.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to put a label on something, but it's, I mean, okay, so let's correct that. I think you need to be
clear with the other person.
Clear with the other person in a sense of
you both realize what you are.
Yeah, no, but like you can't like in that time, in that kind of situation, it's not like sleeping around, like be faithful, but you don't have to put like a label on it.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you're, like you said, as long as you're clear, I'm okay with that. So that's one thing that I am fine with too in the future. Or if I'm just a single dude who drives a motorcycle, mm-hmm. and the cool uncle for
your sister's kids.
Yeah, my little sister's kids. I'm fine with that too. So
nice.
I don't know. 32 years old, definitely. It's crazy to. We also live in a very different world than our parents did.
Yeah, people get married and having kids way later in life than
nowadays.
Our parents. Yeah.
So I'm having fun. I'm having a good time. I'm talking to people, not talking to people. I'm living life.
Having a great time not talking to people. It's the best.
People aren't talking to me. So yeah, things are going great.
Things are fine.
What about you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have like the ultimate goal. Like I'm definitely not like on the hunt. Like I got to find someone to settle down with. I'm just kind of going day by day and see what happens. I don't think there's really any, you know, one person out there for everybody.
I used to think that.
And I used
and
to.
I still kind of believe it a little bit in the sense of not that there's like just one person out there, but there's one person that you're going to meet at some time in your life that just, boom, snap. Yeah. There's a snap connection.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that's how people's like personalities work and things like that. So I think there is one person like that. So I still believe that, but it's not like...
Yeah, I definitely feel like you can
meet
find...
Meet them, maybe you don't meet them, maybe, yeah, a lot of things.
Yeah, I feel like you can find people who you are super compatible with and, like, could have a successful marriage with, but also feel like there are other people in the world that you could, in the same way, like, find that. So, I don't think... Because I'm saying I don't necessarily believe in, like, your one and only soulmate, but I feel like there are, like, you know, a handful of people in the world, like, if you meet them, that, like, you just fit really well. People like to use, like, the comparison of, like, oh, two puzzle pieces... But it's like also think about it today, like puzzle pieces, like you know, depending on unless it's like a corner piece, they got four sides.
So like, that's a good point.
So like you know, four different pieces could fit on different ways.
And then the other, there's an entire rest of the puzzle.
Yeah.
To fuck.
But so I'm saying like you know, you can meet someone who you're like you know whatever 87%, like you guys are like super compatible. Like, that could be enough. You know whatever, you might find someone else who's 89%. But I don't think there's just like. This is one person on the earth who you must find. You were destined to be with this person. But,
yeah.
And then if, you know, you get with someone who, whatever, you're 52% compatible with and you try to make it work and yes, yeah, 50-50 chance basically if that actually working out.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like open to whatever. And
hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What up, dude? Oh, what up, Chim Chim? But like, yeah, if I found someone who, you know, everything was like clicking and connecting and I was like, you know what? I could continue doing this with this person for the rest of my life, then I would be like, yeah, but right now I'm not like, I'm not going to think I'm unsuccessful in love for if sure. I'm not married.
Yeah, for sure. And you're not. That's, but I'm old fashioned in a way, I guess, that I do think a relationship is between two people. Like in the sense of like cheating is the worst.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's one thing with me that I've always just had a real bad go with it. Like it's just like why?
Yeah,
like,
I've never cheated on anyone. Them, right? As far as I know, no one's cheated on me.
Yeah.
If you're listening, if you cheated on me, let me know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Write in at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com.
Please write in and say, hey, Josh is probably the best way to tell you.
Yeah, I did cheat on you when we were together.
Yeah, I've been cheated on and it's a very bad feeling. Because then you kind of hate yourself for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the hell did I do wrong? But it's not always about that. I mean, sometimes, yeah, probably I was shitty. Or just not enough for them, and they instead of telling me, they you know just went behind my back.
Gross.
Yeah, yeah. They literally did it behind my back.
Oh man! Oh man!
I turned around. And said, what's going back there?
Yeah, part of that might be on you for not paying attention.
Good point. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I should have been paying attention. Who knows what else I was doing?
Yeah,
Maybe I was looking at the sunset. It was a beautiful sunset, isn't it? Right? What?
What's going on back there? Oh no!
Oh my sweet.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, my sweet? I tried to tell you. I've literally been sitting here at the sunset saying, Leo, I'm going to do this if you don't turn around.
But why?
Josh, what else? You laughed at a topic, and I don't think you actually want to talk about it, unless you do.
Oh, yeah, Leo, before the podcast, was like, yeah, what might you be talking about? So I kind of gave him a rundown. I don't know. You ever think about suicide?
That is a very interesting and important topic. I could never do it.
Yeah.
I could never do it. And I think if you are ever in that thought process, you need help
For sure.
Immediately. And there's a lot of outlets for that. So definitely talk to your friends, talk to your family. If they're not listening, talk to a hotline for sure.
Yeah. The thing I like about this podcast, it's not like sometimes like talk about real shit, but just like, it's like whatever, you know?
In the vein of a podcast. So yeah. There are some times that I think, like just recently, I told you Tuesday morning, I just threw up randomly.
Yeah.
And just, no, wasn't sick, nothing, just got out of bed and just like felt the need to throw up. And I did. And it was nothing else I can think of than just stress related.
Yeah.
Because it was not like blood. I'm not like dying or anything. What's going on with my body? But it was just stress related. Like knowing that like, okay, you know, when I fixed my car myself, it's like, damn, that's probably temporary. That's, you know, just money, things piling up, bills piling up, and just things I know I need to take care of and get done. And be like, oh, cool. How easy would it be to like, cool, not have to worry about anything again and kill yourself.
Yeah.
But then that's the thing. It's the most selfish thing you can do because there are so many people that love you, whether you know it or not. Like, I could never do that to my mom, my sister, my nephew, my everyone, because it's like just recently I've experienced loss, and it's like,
no. Seeing what they go through.
Yeah, no. I could never see what I went through with the step they went through. It's like, no way, man.
Yeah, I would never put my family through that. And I was just thinking about the other day. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes I get stressed and depressed, stuff like that, but I don't ever really show it.
Yeah.
And, in fact, someone...
You're a pretty silent man from the start. Yeah, so it's...
Someone recently asked me, like, you know, like if I was, like, a sad clown. Because I just don't... depressed clown or whatever, like, not ever showing that side and just, like, kind of bottling that and just always making jokes, because that's what I tend to do.
Yeah.
But I was just kind of thinking about, I would never, like, actually do it. Because I would not ever put my family through that.
You better not. But, see, and like, that's the thing. It's like, you fucking better not.
Yeah. But like...
I'll fucking kill you if you do like, that.
I feel like sometimes, like, I don't know.
I think you do know, but you keep saying, I don't know, because you're trying to not know if you want to say it or not.
Nah. If someone like was like, you're going to die today, I'm like, all right. Like, I wouldn't do it, but they're like, you're going to die. I'm like if the doctor thing was just like, all right, you're good. You're going to die today. I'm like, that's been a good run.
31, it's been a good run.
But like that, I only feel like that sometimes.
I know you're like slightly joking and you feel like that sometimes, but kinda. I hate you. I hate you for saying that. If that's the case, talk to me, man. I'm here for you. Talk to the. You know what? I like what you're doing. You're talking to the podcast and you're getting it out there.
Yeah. But just, you know, that's just how I feel sometimes.
I'm definitely in the same. But there are some times when like, if say I'm like super sick. Yeah. Or something, or like, I'm just like, oh my God, just die already.
Yeah.
But then then you have that moment of clarity where it's like, no.
Yeah, I
like,
always have the moment of clarity.
No. I know you do. That's, you always better have that.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'll kill you. But you have that moment of clarity of like, oh man. And there has been one time that I can think about it in my life, and I am so nerdy for this. But it was probably like a year ago or something where I was just like, pretty sick, and I was just not like dying sick, body sick, but just like my chest hurt, my head hurt, like I was throwing up, just every orifice, and was just like, oh man, I just want to die. This is awful. And then my like first thought was, but I haven't seen Civil War yet.
Yeah, man, I still gotta see the rest of Phase 3.
That's what I'm saying. Is that I had that like mindset of like, I can't die. Yeah. I got to see Civil War. And then I realized, I laughed because I was like, how nerdy do you have to be to say
that's that the main reason?
You don't want to die.
You're holding on.
Not because like your mom, your sister, your nephew, the people that love you. It's Civil War.
Marvel just got the rights to Spider-Man. I got to see that.
I can't go now.
I'll be so bummed.
So that is like something that I will personally admit that I thought was one of the nerdiest moments of my life.
Mm.
But no, it's in a subject that we are talking about here is pretty important, and like that's something that if you, because you, like you said, you would never act on it.
Mm-mm.
And that's if it ever got to that level, then we would be having a much different conversation
on the podcast.
I was going to say off the podcast, but okay.
Hey, we got to do a random podcast episode. I don't know. Are we going to talk now?
We got to talk now.
Nah, but just sometimes like I'm just kind of like cool with the idea of death, or just like, what happens? Like,
okay, so that afterwards. So that to me is, it's okay to like wonder what happens afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
hopefully not in the same conversation of, man, I'm depressed and I could kill myself. Those don't go hand in hand.
But like if like, I don't know, if we were somewhere like in a public place and someone just like busted out a gun and started shooting people, like I would like jump in front of a total stranger, just roll those dice and just see what happens.
For sure. But that's also you're being a character in a sense of like, yeah, you want to help any way you can.
Yeah, but I was like, yeah, it's my time, you know?
Yeah. And that's understandable because that's one subject to be curious about death, because that's one thing you can guarantee in this life is that we all die.
Yeah.
Well, you live and you die. And that's, you know, we know what happens when you live. When you're born, life springs and we are now here.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the other end of that, man? Like, what is it, really just the end? And you do nothing?
Yeah.
I like the idea of that there is nothing and you just return to like the star stuff. Like you just basically your body decomposes, that decomposition goes, you know, back up into the sky, the atmosphere, and goes out and like to the stars. Mm-hmm. That's my thought of like the end, where it's like you had your life, you've made your impact on the people, and then you are remembered from them, and then you'll be passed along in the body of another great person or something. But not like in memory wise, just like literally the stuff that you are made in like 300 years, someone else will have it like in them when they're born.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say, what would you do? You find out you have some crazy disease. It could be cancer. It could be whatever. And they say like, if you seek no treatment, you'll be dead in 1 year, like 100%. Like it's going to kill your body. You'll be dead in a year. Or you can do treatment, but it's like crazy intensive stuff like chemo and all that. So you'll be bald. You'll be sick all the time. You'll feel like total shit for that year. But you got like a 5% chance of kicking it and then being fine afterwards. Would you spend that whole year completely miserable on the 5% chance that you'll pull through? Or would you just have a ball for that year and just go out with a bang?
I'll give you two sides. I'll give you one side that I personally know from my real dad's family that I estranged with, that I've communicated with and talked to him every now and then down there, like, but they have had a real tough time with a lot of them going, like, unfortunately dying from cancer. And what they do is, because they're a family, they do the chemo.
Yeah.
They do it, but not for them, not necessarily all the time for themselves, as much as it sucks. They do it to be there still, like with their family.
Yeah.
So that's that side of it. And it's like, that is definitely one side of it. For me, because I don't have like a long-term relationship, I don't have kids, yeah, I would probably go with the first option of just living it up. But then again, I say that, and if I say it out loud, and if I was having that conversation with my mom at the doctor, she'd be like, fuck no, you're going to do the chemo. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's like, I need that chance. And that might change my mind, because it's like, all right, cool. No, I do have to live for somebody else. And I think that's always the best option, is as selfish as it could be and how much fun you could have that year. It's like, if you care and love enough about somebody else, you should do whatever you can to be there for them still.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, that is the reaction of somebody who feels the exact opposite. explain that reaction.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it depends on like your percentage of pulling through, I guess, is what my thought was. Because like it would suck if you spent your final year feeling total shit. You can't go out. You can't spend time with your loved ones other than like in a hospital room puking.
Yeah.
And then still die. Like, oh man.
Yeah, because I guess you did say 5%
chance. Yeah, 5%
chance. So that's
50-50. I roll those dice.
For sure. And I think it's definitely even a conversation that, because when it all comes down to it, when it all comes down, I don't know how the rest of that goes. It is about you, and that's a decision you have to make.
I think some of them would be cool to do.
Unless you're married, like I said, or have like kids and stuff.
Then stuff like that, and it's like, all right, I'll do whatever I can.
Yeah.
But I guess at this point in my life, but I think some of them would be cool. Like if you knew you were dying, have your funeral in advance. And it's like, have everyone come and do the whole like thing, the service, while you're there. And you can hear what they think of you and all that kind of stuff. And all the nice things.
Do you know it's happening, or is it like you faked your death?
Now you know.
And they know?
Yeah, they know. Like, hey, we're having it early. Like, he knows he's going to die.
I feel like there are some people in this world that would not say exactly how they felt because they know you're still alive.
Yeah. But
it would be different if you faked your death, and you faked your death in the sense of everyone thinks you're dead, and then they come to your funeral, but you're like behind the scenes, like listening, like some weird prank show. Yeah.
But like, yeah, because I was thinking it'd be fun to even just have it like open casket, and I'll be in it, and I'll just be like chilling.
hey. Oh, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, that was really nice.
That was really nice.
Just make it like a fun party, you know?
The comedy of life of you actually having the funeral and then you dying like at that same funeral.
That'd be the best part.
You would be like, oh.
And just like midway through.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, what a good joke. And Josh?
Oh, man.
Josh?
Oh, let's do this again.
Oh, no. That's so awful. So that, man, that's crazy. I know you don't. I know we kind of like keep those things pretty far down. I don't really like to show my emotions either to other human beings. But man, I love you, buddy.
Love you too, pal.
There's no, and I'd be so mad.
Oh yeah, I would never do it.
That's what I'm saying.
I was just curious, like what your thoughts were on the whole idea of it.
And I want to just throw this out there before I forget. We've been having fun chatting about this and talking about it, but if this is a serious thought that goes through your head and you are thinking about even possibly taking it to the next level, please call 1-800-273-8255. That is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so if you have absolutely no one to talk to, you need to talk to them or call me. Or call Josh. Yeah. If you
tweet at us.
Yeah, or tweet at us. But call me or email me, and then I'll give you my personal number, and you can chat, because there's always someone out there that cares about you. And if you're a listener of this fucking podcast, trust me, I care about you. Josh cares about you. Chimp Chip McGee over here cares. So again, it's 1-800-273-8255. And
that'd be a cool job, or I don't know if it is a job or if it's just volunteer.
No, that's probably absolutely a job.
I mean, obviously you got to be trained to do it, but that'd be a cool thing to do. Just be like on that hotline to talk to people.
And think about the intensity of that job, where if that phone is ringing, you are going to answer, and someone is going to be on the other line that is thinking about killing themselves. That there are a lot of tough jobs. Like, God bless, and I love that I say God bless, but I'm not a religious man. Universe bless, but then I sound like a crazy person. Either way, whatever. It's a term that we've used forever, so I'm going to keep using it. God bless, like firefighters, police officers, like the military, everything, like those insanely hard jobs, EMTs, and suicide prevention hotline person should be up there with them.
Yeah,
because they're saving lives, and that's I don't know if I mean I could absolutely do it if it, like, you know, obviously if you, like I said, call me and stuff, but man, like, these people are trained professionals.
Yeah.
To be able to do this on a day-to-day basis and then go home to their families.
I'm trying to think, what do you think their persona on the phone is? Do you think it's pretty serious? Do you think like
I've never called.
Yeah.
I would say for me.
Do you think they sound like genuine and caring? Do you think it's more just like inquisitive? Like, well, how are you feeling right now?
I think it's probably more inquisitive. I think it could be up to whoever answers the phone. I would answer the phone like I do in real life.
What up, player?
Yo, what up, bitch? No.
Yo, how you feeling?
No, I would answer the phone like I do. Like, hello. Like, just super lively and you know, happy and. I don't know if that's necessarily the right way, because again, I'm not a trained professional like these people are. But I think what would you like? I don't know what you want to hear. Like, what every person is different when they call, so it's like I don't know. I would just like to be as I would imagine. I'd want to just be Patch Adams.
Like, yeah, just be
the,
making jokes, making them laugh,
jokes, goofy, like, just because that's, you know, laughter is the best medicine. It's so cheesy to say, but it is. That's why when, you know, I was sick one time and I thought about how nerdy I was for just wanting to, like, see Civil War. I can't go now. I got to see Civil War. I laughed and I immediately got out of bed and felt better and everything was fine. No, that was not true. I definitely probably just went to go throw up. Good topic, Josh.
Thanks, man.
Good topic. Wow. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if have we gotten that serious. I think every
not
time
really.
I think every time we try to get serious, we throw it like, well, hey, we'll talk about episode 100.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's the normal thing, because again, we got to talk about politics, gun control. That's all episode 100. All the
religion,
serious topics.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All that stuff. But instead, we talked about suicide on episode 49. But no, it's. I'm glad you talked about it, because I know you do keep your feelings pretty close to your vest.
A mystery.
I'm a mystery boy.
No one knows what's going on here, except for those who listen to the podcast. So as I said before, no one knows what's going on in here.
We'll repeat that. No one knows what's going on here. Josh?
Hmm.
If there's one thing that I'm going to... I don't know who called you a sad clown, but I kind of want to punch him in the mouth.
No, they didn't call me that. They just asked if I felt like that.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like... Yeah, because like, you know, I make a lot of jokes, and I think I said something serious.
Yeah.
Or it was in a text conversation. I said something about how, like, you know, like I don't convey that type of stuff or whatever. And they asked
me,
like,
James?
I wish.
I heard text conversation, and I was immediately whipped my brain with the James.
Nah, they were just like, you know, do you think you are like a sad clown or something like that? Like you have to hide those things. And I was like, huh, I don't know, maybe. Because my default when talking to people is to like be silly and stuff like that.
I think one of my favorite things about doing this podcast is if you listen to this podcast...
We have problems.
We have problems, but you could probably get that out of the gate. I am probably more weirdly honest on this thing and when we like topics come up like that than I would be if you asked me
same.
In real life.
That's why I kind of wanted to mention it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it the other day. I was just like having, I don't know, just having like a bummer day.
For sure.
And I was just like, ugh, someone put a gun to me right now. I'm just like, I'll do it, man. You know,
just do
whatever.
It.
I was like, oh, that's a weird feeling to have. I was like, I wonder if anyone else ever feels that way. So that's why it was my topic. Because yeah, like you said, like I kind of want to talk about it here because I don't ever have like real conversations about much of anything.
Because
I'm pretty closed off when it comes to
for sure
real talk. I just like making people laugh, and if that's not what's happening during a conversation, then get me out of there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you are around Josh and you are trying to have a serious conversation with him, just go ahead and stop, because he said, get me out of there. All he wants to do is not be in that serious conversation.
Man, serious conversation is so serious.
I want to start every conversation I have with you right now. I'm going to try to make it serious and just see how long it takes you to get out of there.
Oh, get me out of here.
I think you should maybe even just say that.
Yeah.
Get me out of here. Go listen to episode 49.
Yeah. Get me out of here.
Get me out of here. Go listen to my podcast. We'll talk about it on there. Good topic. Good topic.
Hey,
I like serious topics, because then people get to know even more about us than they probably want to. But thanks.
They're probably listening like, get me out of here.
Oh, God. Get me out of here. We also had another listener want to go after we were talking about 4D movies last week.
Uh-huh.
He wants to go to a 4D movie with
us.
Oh,
nice. Who?
Shane.
Oh, hell yeah.
Our boy Shane.
Our boy Shane.
Our boy Shane, who gets all the free stuff for Josh. And not
hell
really
yeah. Have you ever asked, though?
Not you? Really.
Oh, okay.
Good point.
Yeah, Shane's got me some free stuff at work. That's been pretty sweet.
Good point.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'll look up and see what movies, like, what would be a good movie coming out.
Maybe
Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange would be nuts.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Doctor Strange, but I was like, there's not going to be lots of bullets, but I guess they could do it with like
all the mind
projectiles
and stuff and moving around. And
yeah,
that'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah, I was telling him, you know, 4D, if you didn't listen to that podcast, come on, guys. We watched Civil War in 4D.
Oh, that was so cool.
Glad I made it. Glad I survived till then. But 4D is where they say, hey, the chairs will move. And I was like, ah, they're going to slide a little bit. These fucking chairs. It was like a goddamn roller coaster.
These fucking chairs.
Also, we have to go on a certain day because it's like $30 on any other day.
Yeah, Tuesdays is the cheap day.
And they have like little air holes in the back of the seat that like, you know, would replicate like wind blowing past
they
you.
They do stuff
bullets.
That like spray like water mist on you if there's something wet happening.
I never felt that.
I don't think there was much water in Civil War.
True.
But I guess
Aquaman.
Yeah, he was in Civil War.
No, if you're watching if you go see 4D Aquaman, it's literally just water all the time on you.
You just come out soaking
wet.
Yeah,
it's not even a push. It's a
that
like
one
a stream.
Scene like from the trailer where he just walks in the dock and just gets bombarded by waves. They just do the same thing to the whole audience. Kaboosh.
You're already immediately, the entire movie, like when they do the, when you come out of the theater a lot of times and people are like, how was it? And they're like, it was great. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just covered. Oh, I've been soaked for 2 hours.
They look like they got off like Splash Mountain or whatever, like some theme park ride. You go see, like, after you leave the theater, you like go to like the lobby, like where the concessions are, and you look to see like the photos of you like in the thing. Like, oh, here you are. Your Coke and popcorn soaking wet.
Yeah, and then even the person next to you, who, because there's an option if you don't want to get misted or like,
yeah, you turn that
smelled,
off.
You can turn it off. There's so much water that that guy is like, no.
Yeah, if you really don't want to get wet, you have to buy like the four seats around you so that no one can get you wet.
This is so dumb. I love it. Let's go see Aquaman. I don't really actually even want to see it.
Yeah. I just want to be there.
Why is it that every single podcast I talk about how much I hate the DC? Oh, I got to stop talking about it. I'm just so over it. Like seeing all the that new Batman suit. Why am I still talking about it? Just shut me up. Oh, man. Josh, this was fun.
This was a good one.
This was a good one. I like this. Damn. It got serious. Mm-hmm. I am so hopeful people can hear this because that's when we came back from the audio issue.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god! If that wasn't recording, I would die.
Audacity was like, "Get me out of here!"
Yeah, Audacity was just getting serious. Come on, guys, get me out of here. Episode 49, man. Brian, I'm sad you missed this one.
Yeah, jerk.
I'm sad you missed the last two. I'm talking to him like he can hear me. Yeah, he's on the phone.
Yeah, he's filming something today. He filmed something last week. Said he couldn't tell us even what it was because he signed an NDA, but Leo thinks he signed an NBA, so he signed with the NBA, so now he's playing basketball.
I mean, he has been playing basketball every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So, and I think he said last week some of the trainers and some of the scouts were coming.
Oh wow!
To watch him play basketball, he said he's also he said sometimes he's not very good at his inside game, but I don't believe him. I think he's now playing for the Chicago Bulls.
Ooh, what is inside game?
Okay, so let's talk about your outside shot, your inside game, inside scoring, and your defensive play. Josh, what's an outside shot?
Is that a three-pointer? All right.
There you go. Three-pointer or like a little bit in front of the line. Inside shot.
Is that inside that little half oval?
That and a little bit more.
Okay. So just like...
And Brian can absolutely correct me if any of this is wrong because he is the more NBA... So
inside game is just how you're playing close to the hoop?
Yeah.
All right. And is this bad?
I think he just said he needs to work on it. Oh, okay. I don't necessarily think he used the word bad or good or anything, but... Maybe we should just go watch one Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're off on Wednesdays. He keeps talking how he plays. We should go watch. Not play, but watch.
Yeah, just watch.
Because I'm...
Go cheer for him. I'll be a cheerleader. Pom-poms.
I am the worst at basketball.
I'm not good.
Football, good. Soccer, decent. Pin dodge, excellent.
I like kickball and volleyball.
Kickball, volleyball, fun. Basketball, I am just so awful. And I think I don't ever want to get better because I was not forced to play... But my parents wanted me to play a sport in some church league.
Yeah.
Because they had an opening and they needed more players or something. And I was like, I don't want to play basketball. Anyway, so fat, chubby kid, played basketball, hated every second of it. And I think I talked about it on the podcast, every single time we were, I know I talked about it on the podcast with my parents, every single time that they wanted me like to play, they thought it'd be funny that I'd be on skins. Because when you would do shirts versus skins, I was like, not cool. I was an awful free throw. I randomly could shoot three-pointers, but not very well. Like, just ran out. It would be, you know, not even 50-50 if it would go in. Like, I was just a real bad player all around. So, yeah, that was fun. That was a good podcast, Josh. Okay, so, do you have any other topics?
I don't think so.
Got a little serious.
What about Chim Chim? You got any topics?
No, it seems like he's kind of pretty good.
Yeah, too. He didn't prepare much this week. Just wants bananas. All right. He's always talking about Harambe.
Yeah, come on. What was that thing you were telling me about that little baby gorilla that got named?
Yeah, so I saw something online. Like, I guess a baby gorilla that was just born in like a Chinese zoo. The people could vote on what the name should be. And I don't know if it was real or fake, but I thought it was a funny name.
But also, like, anytime you give the internet control of naming something,
So the name of this new baby gorilla, they had a picture of it. It just was just sitting there, just looking like wide eyed and having no idea that its name was a joke. They named it First name, Harambe. Last name, Mick Harambe Face. Harambe Mick Harambe Face.
What a beautiful baby. What a beautiful baby gorilla.
Poor little baby gorilla.
It's so funny because every time you give name. It's such a dumb name, but so great at the same time. Because they all have to put that on a plaque somewhere and be like, you know, born today,
yep.
Harambe Mick Harambe Face. Anytime you give the internet something is like control over naming, even one thing is so hilarious because in the most recent NHL games and the Madden games, they basically say like there's a 64 player choice.
Yeah.
63 of them are made by EA Sports.
Uh-huh.
One of them is the internet, like one that's allowed.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone votes. And the most last couple recent ones, the internet picks the worst player like in the league.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone votes on it, and obviously they all vote for the worst player to win. And I think for NHL last year, they said no to who the internet voted for. It went with, I think, like Patrick Kane, who's like a really good...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Blackhawks player. And this year is like John Tavares, but the internet went with like the worst player in the league who's played like 0 minutes professionally. And then the one time that EA Sports allowed it was a running back for the Cleveland Browns third string. So basically third string means there is a starter.
Never going to play.
Never probably going to play unless the first two get hurt. And he was on the cover of Madden.
On the cover.
Yeah. So the internet is so great when you give it the chance to allow something. That's great. It's just a Cleveland Browns player who's just like this, and everyone's like, okay, cool.
Like, that's awesome. You
know, like this year's cover, I think, is like Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham was last year, two of the best wide receivers. Pretty funny. So let's jump into reviews. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Since Brian's not here, we could have a sports corner because we are 2 weeks into the NFL.
That is true.
Definitely some stuff we're probably going to talk about next week.
How are the Redskins doing?
Oh, boy.
What's their record?
Oh, you want to throw it? You want to throw it to a sports corner?
Yeah, let's do a quick sports corner. You can tell me what happened in D.C. and Chicago. All right.
Cool.
Hey, Leo. What's going on way over there in the Washington D.C.? What's happening?
you started so good, and then I think you forgot what you wanted to say.
Yeah,
and went with. You said the same thing. Hey, Leo, what's happening, Leo over there, Leo?
What's going on over in D.C. with our Washington Redskins?
Hey, folks, it's here, Leo from the Washington Sports Corner. I want to say a big shout out, Josh. Thank you so much from the Atlanta Sports Corner. He is completely wasted over there. He's lost his mind. The Redskins are 0-2, ladies and gentlemen. 0-2. I watched some highlights just because I watched the game, but I was like super sad about it the entire time, much like I am for the majority of all the teams, the Redskins included. They just look bad. They look real bad. 0-2, and there's some articles out there that they're going to have a tough time even winning a game.
Yikes.
So that's great. And then if Chicago Brian doesn't mind, the Bears are looking almost as bad.
Oh, no.
If not worse. They lost their starting quarterback, who Brian hates. He probably would be happy about that.
Oh, he's gone?
Here. Jake Cutler? For a while, yeah.
Oh.
Is something with his thumb and his throwing hand, but it's probably just him being demoted.
Being trolled.
Being completely trolled. He has a thumb. He's fine. and then their defense, just all of them. Like, I was watching the game, what was it, Monday night, and even the commentators were saying that like half of the starters on their defense have just been destroyed with injuries. And there was one guy who it was during a kickoff. It was crazy to see where it was helmet to helmet.
Uh-huh.
And the other guy of the Eagles got up fine, but the Bears guy was just down, like not moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a minute later he got up and they showed a shot of him, which is crazy because helmet's the helmet. That's why they made that hit illegal, because of concussions. And they showed him being taken off the field because if now, like this year, the NFL is cracking down on concussions, that even if they think that you have one, you have to be taken out and given concussion protocol where they're like a third-party doctor has to look at you in the sidelines for like a quarter and like whatever, how long it takes. But this poor kid, you saw him, and his eyes were just glazed over, and he was just like wandering off. And he's like, holy God, that dude has no idea where he is right now.
Ouch.
Super sad.
While we're in Chicago, so what's happening with the Cubs? They're doing good, right?
They
must have been posting about them.
Yeah, they clinched the pennant, which means they
won the World Series?
God, I love you so much. They won their division.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
So it means they're in the playoffs.
Oh, okay, so they're going to the playoffs.
They're still playing. It's just that mathematically, they've won the division. So everyone below them, I think they're, I don't know the record right now. I think it's something like 70, because there's so many goddamn games you play in the NBA and the obviously MLB. But it's like, I think there's something like 72 and 40 or something like that. I don't know. I could be completely wrong. Let me actually look that
up. Okay, so they're curious. So they're not a lock for the World Series yet.
No.
Okay.
So what that basically...
everyone's been, from Chicago, has been posting about it, like freaking out. So I thought something huge happened, which is...
Okay, this is actually pretty good. This is huge. They are 96 and 55.
Oh, okay.
So...
They've won almost twice as many as they've lost.
For sure. And in MLB, that's huge. They are... The next team behind them is the Cardinals, who are 16.5 games behind. And I think there's not many games left in the season. So basically that means that there's no way, even if the Cubs stop playing, which they won't, they cannot.
They have a guaranteed shot to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're guaranteed in the playoffs. I forget how MLB works. I think I want to say 8 teams go through, maybe 12, and then they're whittled down.
Gotcha.
So you have, you know, basically a couple pennants, which is... Basically, just think of like the NFL playoffs, where they'll have the best of 7 games leading up to the World Series.
Gotcha. All right.
So there
they're going to the playoffs.
They have to play a couple playoff rounds to get to the World Series, but they're looking 96 and 55 is crazy good.
Nice. Awesome.
So.
Yeah, I've just seen a lot of posts about Cubs stuff.
Sure. Yeah, because that's obviously mathematically... they are doing great. So are my Nationals. Wow, I'm looking at that. They're 88 and 63. But for them, the closest team behind them is 8 games. So they have not clinched, my guess. Cool. All right. Little random sports corner.
Little sports corner.
So let's jump into... nothing's good is what's happening. Let's jump into what we will always finish with, our reviews.
Okay.
And we briefly talked about it before. I don't know if I have anything to review.
Well, you could throw it to me while you're thinking about it. I haven't watched any like new movies or anything. The only thing I've watched that it's not a continuation of something that I already watched. I watched the first few episodes of Veep, the HBO show. I watched the first several seasons are on Amazon Prime, so I watched the first few episodes of that.
Main actress?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Thank you. Okay. That now gives me an idea of what that show is.
She just won the Emmy.
Hey, what? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Lead, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, Josh.
Yes.
Could you please do me a favor?
Oh, yeah.
And give us, the audience, and myself, and I know you too. Thank you, Jimpy. A 3-word review of the first couple episodes of Veep, followed by the sound a cat would make while putting his paw on the Bible and being sworn in as president.
Okay. Absolutely. Fast, stressful, funny.
Meow. Oh, man. We used to film these podcasts for the first couple, like 10, 11, 12, maybe. I really miss that because Josh's face and body movement was perfect. So... You said fast.
Yeah, I've never
thought you were going to say and furious.
Yeah, I should have. I've never seen like The West Wing, but I get it. It's an Aaron Sorkin show. So it's kind of like that, but like a comedy.
Wait, Veep is Aaron Sorkin as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's more like a comedic version of that. Like it's a political show. So it's like a comedy version of House of Cards. So a lot of walking down halls and talking, but like it's about the vice president, who's played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who I guess had run for president and then her campaign didn't. She wasn't going to win, just kind of like Bernie. So instead of, becoming president, she is the vice president. So she wanted to be president. She's not. She's the vice president.
So much like Bernie Sanders could have been because Clinton's not going to, would not have made him.
Yeah, but Hillary had chosen him as her vice president. Yeah, cool. And he, all right, I guess I'll do that. So she is the vice president. and her staff is mostly morons, and so it's just like, and then she, like, you know, puts her foot in her mouth a lot. So it kind of reminds me of kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm sometimes, because she, like, says some stuff that gets her in trouble, and her so it's like kind of stressful at times, which is why I said that. And then Fast, just because it, you know, it reminds me of like an Aaron Sorkin thing, like quick dialogue and walking down halls and but just like funny stuff. And
so, just if you heard bibbidi-bibbidi-bibbidi, but just think how funny that was.
Yeah, yeah, you know how Aaron Sorkin's all this stuff, like funny, honey. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I admittedly was on some marijuana when I watched the first three episodes.
Yeah, boy. Live in California, it's cool.
Yeah, it's legal. Shut up. And it's
definitely not legal, but like,
yeah, it was legal. The person who purchased it, it was legal for them. But there you go. Know, and, but then I smoked some. But like, but then I watched an episode sober, and still funny.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a show that I would like to continue watching. It's a show that I've always meant to watch, because I've heard it's great, and yeah, I enjoyed it.
Very cool. I want to get into that, because if you say it's, I mean, I love House of Cards. I love a good political. I never also watched The West Wing. I don't think I could. I don't think I could go back and watch that now. But I could use like a funny one, because mm-hmm. House of Cards is like
very serious.
Serious, yeah.
But it still has that sort of like political, like behind the scenes thing of like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Or you want this bill passed, or you got to do me this favor, and all that kind of stuff that just makes me like, my mind is baffled at how that is how our country is run.
Yep.
That people don't make decisions based on what is good for the country. They do it based. They're like, oh, okay, I'll pretend to like this bill so that you'll do this for me. And it's just like, what are we doing? What's our country doing?
Yeah, right, based on a world full of favors and then yeah, getting like, your own career.
None of it is genuine. None of it. And so that, in her Emmy speech where she won, she even said, like, you know, how they've, she apologized or whatever for breaking down the political wall. Like, the other show used to be, like, about satire. Now it's pretty much just the truth. In fact, I'm watching, you know, season one is, you know, years old now. I don't know what season they're on now, but in the third or fourth episode that I just watched, there's like this, you know, sort of like a white kind of racist political dude who they need a favor from so that he'll like support their bill and stuff. And they're talking to him. And obviously this is supposed to be exaggerated political satire. This dude was saying that he wants a fence built between America and Mexico. Like, that was like supposed to be extreme political satire. This guy would want a border wall between our two countries. And that is what one of our current actual presidential candidates has been talking about in real life for a while now. And that was supposed to be satire. So she wasn't wrong. Like, that was a conversation saying that, like, it was like, you know, the guy was making some comparison, like, see, you know, put all this, you know, time and work into your yard, and then people keep putting drugs in your yard. Like, when you want to put a fence around that yard, and you're like, that's a 3,000-mile fence, sir.
Yeah.
And like, and I was like, supposed to be like, oh, that's extreme. That's hilarious. Like,
it's happening.
Yeah. And that's, so she was correct in her statement. Like, that was satire, and now it is the truth.
I wanna watch her speech.
Yeah, it's also pretty sad, because it's touching, because at the end, I guess, so the Emmys were on Sunday, and her father passed away on Friday.
Oh, Jesus.
And so she, like, you know, revealed that in her speech at the end, saying like how he was a fan of the show, and that was kind of how she told everyone. But like, so her speech started off funny, and then it got real, and it, yeah, it was a good speech. I would, yeah, Google it.
Very cool. And yeah, I did not watch the Emmys. I'm not a big award show fan.
Yeah, I did not watch them either. I figured I'd see the highlights the next day, and that's what I did. But yep. Mr. Robot, Rami Malek,
I watched, don't
know if I'm pronouncing that correct, but he won.
For I best. Watched his speech. That mm-hmm. was super cool. Where he thanked like everyone out there that's has a little bit of his whatever his character is in Mr. Mm-hmm. Robot. Like everyone out there has got a little bit of, you know, that guy in him. He's like, so I salute those guys. Mm-hmm. And obviously the best idea ever is to salute your writers and everyone around you for making you look that good.
Yep. So yeah, that is a good show.
Nice.
So I was excited that it's getting, you know, recognition. So hopefully it'll keep going.
Very cool. So Veep, got it. I am on it.
What are you going to review? I remember we've talked about this off air. Did you actually review any Supergirl? Do you want to?
I can't remember. I talked briefly about it, but instead we talked about it, but I reviewed my getting my first tattoo.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember if that was discussed at all in the podcast. So I was gonna say if you were running out of ideas of what to talk about.
Yeah, let's review my first sexual encounter.
All right.
My first, you know what? Let's review losing my virginity.
All right. So hell yeah.
If you can't think of a movie.
Okay. Oh, Leo.
Yes, Josh.
Will you please give us a 3-word review of losing your virginity, followed by a cat meow that resembles the sound you made upon completion of your first sexual encounter.
Fantastic. Sorry, Mom.
Those are the first two words.
Those are not the first. My God. Those are not the first 2 words. All right, here we go. Maroon. Interesting. Oh. TMNT3.
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, no.
Well, no, because think about it. Interesting is that because you don't really know. Okay, so you've done things before.
Mm-hmm.
This was when I was 19.
Nice, bro.
Maybe late 18, early 19. In my parents' basement with my first longtime girlfriend.
Yeah.
What up, girl?
What up, girl?
What up, girl? Oh, man. So it's just interesting because you've done like almost everything before, like everything else. And then you have that moment where we talked about it before because she went on a trip. And when she got back from the trip, she's like, I want this to happen. Mm. And I was like, cool, get back from the trip. And she got back from the trip and we just planned a day. We're hanging out. Parents were like, cool, we're going to go to the movie or something. We're like, cool, we're gonna lose our virginities. Didn't say that, or else they probably wouldn't have left. But yeah, it's interesting. Like I could say I kid loved her, and I say kid love because I really didn't know what the hell love was at 19, that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, 19-year-old loved her, and yeah, it was just like let's do this, and we did it, and it was weird, and it was beautifully weird. So yeah, it was one of those things. So interesting in a way of like, no, it's definitely not great. But it's one of those things that I'll always remember that. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, yeah.
Always remember the person. And then I said maroon because there was a maroon couch that we had in the basement forever. And I think of that couch now for that reason as well.
Still there?
No, they sold it.
Did you tell them you're bummed and why you're bummed when they sold it?
No, definitely did not. And then finally, TMNT3 because Ninja Turtles 3... where they went to a feudal Japan, was playing in the background.
Hell yeah.
So I guess you could say that my love for turtles is on a lot of different levels.
Did you use protection?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Good.
Oh, my God. I also, probably one of the first times I've ever tried. I mean, I tried it a couple times by myself, so I didn't look dumb. But in that moment, just... like turning it over a couple times, like which side does it go? Side? Okay, which side goes down? Okay, how do I? When I just put, I push. Do I keep pushing? Do I try to put it on like a hat? Like just one of those moments of just having no idea. But yeah, oh dude, always protection.
Yeah,
kids out there, here's the protection hotline. if you can't find protection, you're crazy. Go to 7-Eleven. All right, so yeah, that was fun. I guess I could also I did recently rewatch and I'm going to watch it with all of you because it was. We did a movie podcast where we all told each other old movies, and it was pretty interesting to hear everyone kind of go, no, I haven't seen that.
Oh, right.
And I want to go back and listen to those. One of those, which I know I watched, I was just in the mood to, Flight of the Navigator. So I could review that again, but...
Yeah.
Or not again. I could have reviewed that for the first time on the podcast, but it was... holds up. Holds up. So we'll definitely have to watch that as a group.
Have to view it.
I want to watch that with you guys. I want to go back and listen to that podcast and just listen to all, to grab all those little movies and be like, how have we not seen these together? And then just have like a weird viewing party.
That'd be fun.
That would be a good time. Well, Josh, thank you for sitting down with me here.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for taking it to serious levels because I enjoy that. And I hope you listeners do as well. Because guess what? You listening to this, if you've listened to all of them, if you've listened to 5 of them, if you've listened to 1 of them, if this is your first one, you will know us better than a lot of people in my life.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Thank you for listening, most importantly. Ladies and gentlemen, for episode 49, I have been one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. Again, you can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. You can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Kovalik317. I promise I'll stream soon. I've been saying that for probably 20, 30 weeks. Mm-hmm. But I promise I need to, because I think that's going to break my barrier to some of the last trophies that I need on Enter the Gungeon. That's probably the only game I'll stream right now, so get over it. And that's about it. Josh.
I am on Twitter at Patton_Josh, because my name is Josh Patton, and at Josh Patton was already taken. And that's it. Yeah, I haven't been streaming in a long time. Once I start doing it again, I'll, whatever, my Twitter, or my Twitch is twitch.tv/primordialbooze, but yeah, I've been real bad about streaming. Obviously we got good old Chimp Chimp on Twitter at Chimp Chimp Gimme Bananas, and our host that he is subbing for is Brian Colbert Kennedy. He's on Twitter at _BPCK, and his website is iambck.com.
Let's take one final guess before we go at what he's doing, because we don't know.
Yeah, he just said he was filming a video. He said something about a boy band, but I don't even know if that was a joke or for real.
Yeah.
And then he said he signed an NDA, so he couldn't tell us anything.
So I'm going to randomly say that he is Nick Lachey in the music video of the new song from 98 Degrees.
Ooh.
Also have no idea if 98 Degrees exists and if they're getting back together. But I think this, if they're signing NDAs, it means no one knows about it. Secret.
I'm going to say he's played Justin Timberlake in the video before, but that was back when like his hair and stuff looked like whatever Justin Timberlake's looked like at the time. Right now, he does not look anything hair-wise as the same Justin Timberlake. So I'm going to say it's a video for Funny or Die, and they're doing some kind of boy band parody. Then again, we both could be way off, and there could be nothing to do with boy band, and he just threw that out there.
Yeah, we're just sticking with that.
That could be right.
Boy band.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, for the Probably Sounds Awful episode of 49, bye.
Bye. Oh, God, I need to pee.